In the momentum of practicing bhakti, can I share some of the challenges I have had? Well, for me, the major challenge has been always sickness. I've had a lot of sickness, and what I found is that somehow when we fall sick, we have two choices. I sometimes write poetry, so I once wrote a Hindi poem. I just tell that, then I'll translate it to English. Aaye sankat to hua sakshatkar, bina bhakti ke kaisa karta inhe paar. That when the troubles came, I realized that if I had got these troubles and I had not the shelter of bhakti, I would not have been able to deal with them. So, once I was terribly sick, and I'd been sick in a hospital for 1.5 months. And I was feeling, and the disease itself was not diagnosed. So I was feeling very, very frustrated by that. But then I had my computer with me. I started writing something. And I was so disheartened at that time that I felt that I cannot write, I cannot speak anything. So I was in a hospital, and some devotees asked me to give a class. So I was giving a class on Skype, and I was speaking on the six opulences of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And while I was speaking there, at that time, I just became so absorbed, I closed my eyes. It was an audio class, it was not a video class. We did not have that much good internet. So with my eyes closed, I was speaking. And I became so lost in speaking that the Skype got disconnected. And I didn't realize it only. The Skype got disconnected. It was a Skype lecture I was giving. And the Skype got disconnected. And because I was giving a class, so I had kept my phone also on silent. So those devotees were calling me back. Their internet had gone from their side. They're calling, so the phone had got disconnected. I just kept speaking. And they were calling, I was not picking up the phone. So almost after 15 minutes, I opened my eyes. And then I just looked at my phone, there are 8 missed calls. And I looked up and I saw the Skype connection was gone. And then I felt irritated. I was speaking for 15 minutes, it's just a waste. But then somehow, the next moment it struck me that, when I was speaking about Krishna, I was absorbed. I was absorbed in speaking about Krishna. And then it gave me the realization that for speaking about Krishna, I don't need an audience. For speaking about Krishna, I don't need an audience. I speak about Krishna, I can become absorbed myself in it. And it was that time that I started the whole area of online outreach. I started answering questions on audio, I started giving lectures audio lectures. Then I designed online courses. Then I did the Bhakti Shastri course. So basically, that was a moment which somehow I could have got frustrated. I wasted 15 minutes. But it was Krishna's mercy that the thoughts went in another direction. I thought, oh. Now, even if I'm in a hospital, I can speak about Krishna. Even if people are not here, if I speak about Krishna systematically, if I design some courses, then there are people who will be hearing it later on. So for me, I saw that sometimes in our life, because of circumstances, some doors get closed. And some forms of service, so before that I was quite actively traveling. Just recently I started traveling again. But at that time I was quite actively traveling, and because of sickness I was not able to travel. So sometimes when one door gets closed in our life, we get so angry, we keep glaring at that closed door that we don't even see that another door is opening in our life. So that's how it happens that sometimes when we are trying to practice bhakti, we may have difficulties. But I found that if we just try to maintain an attitude of service, Krishna opens some door or the other for us. That's my small experience. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yes, bro, you can speak.
My question...